the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVram Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, it was another busy week in the 2024 election. There were new poll numbers out on Monday. Trump was doing Trump things, and Mark Robinson was doing Mark Robinson things, which I guess is a thing now. It was also a busy week for the Good Liars. We went to not one, but two Trump rallies last week, one in our backyard in Long Island, New York, the other one down in North Carolina, in beautiful Wilmington, North Carolina. But before we get into all that, we want to remind you, you can support us on HeroHero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. For just $5 a month, you can click the link right there in the description. But let's get into it. Another fun week, DeVram, right? Would you call it fun?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, we call ourselves the good liars, but you'd almost want to call us the lucky liars because we got to go to both of those Trump rallies that you were talking about. What a pleasure it is to see some of our friends.
It really is.
And to just experience the atmosphere.
You're joking. Like we say friends, we say that when we go, we're like, oh, we're going to go hang out with our friends. We have made friends with some of the people at these rallies now. Like we see them and we have pleasant conversations. And I genuinely feel like, oh, it was good to see that person.
Something maybe we wouldn't have expected, but it happens. And the merch people too, right? They're just like a traveling kind of circus type.
Yeah, they're following the carnival around wherever they go. Yeah,
they unpack their wares, they pack up, and then they're at the next one, and we are too. And there's a little bit of a like, oh, you're doing it too.
Yeah, good to see you. We're part of the ecosystem here. But let's get into some of the news. A new poll came out from the New York Times on Monday that showed former President Donald Trump leading Vice President Kamala Harris in three key Sunbelt states. Trump is up by 5 points in Arizona, 4 points in Georgia, and 3 points in North Carolina. And these polls were conducted after the debate, DeVram, which I think it was like universally agreed, Harris won the debate. And now we're seeing Trump is actually leading after that. He got like a post-terrible debate bump.
Right.
What are your thoughts when you hear these numbers?
I don't know. It felt like you said it was universally accepted that Kamala won the debate. I kind of felt like that too in the couple days following it. But then somehow, I think Trump and his people just decided, let's just start saying I won and see if we can get that to stick. And it like has in some ways. But people were admitting he didn't seem prepared and she seemed more prepared. And, you know, some of his bad moments, his eating, you know, dogs and cats. And
they're eating the dogs.
Somehow he's made that story separate from his debate failure, it seems like. Like that's just another Trumpy thing.
The story is just that he's saying he won. What did he say? He's like a UFC fighter or a prize fighter, fighting boxer. I won the debate. And when you win, you don't give a rematch. It's just like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, I guess, whatever. I mean, it's the same thing with the 2020 election. He was just like, no, I won.
But it was like, it was almost like the initial blowback was like, well, it was kind of obvious that she won. She seemed more prepared. And even some Republican pundits and everything were saying, okay, you know, I think she outperformed him. And then a couple days later, let's just go with that he won. And so he's up by a few points in these states.
Yeah. And it really depends on the poll. Like some polls will say she is up in these states. But I think Arizona is really swinging towards Trump. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm having like a little bit of like moments of like you've been saying this, you've been more vocal about this than I have. But like, uh-oh, here it is. This is where the force starts to slip out from under the Democrats right now. Is that the right phrase? The four slips.
The rug.
The rug. There we go.
Or what are you getting at? Just that, like, that it was impossible to ride that wave until all the way through the election, whatever that wave was.
I'm going to go into the glass half empty type person soon. If these numbers keep going, I'm like, well, what do you do at this point? What can you do?
Right.
It's like, you just think about it. I just can't believe it's like Donald Trump. People are like, this is the guy. This is the change candidate, Donald Trump.
Yeah, that you're talking about polls. I don't understand how these things swing when you're talking to most people. They are not changing their opinions. So
right.
I don't quite understand how that works. It's almost like we shouldn't trust the polls.
Yeah, and Trump overperforms in polls. So,
but he underperformed historically.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, he overperforms in the election.
He
overperforms the polls in elections. Well, let's talk about our wonderful week. Two Trump rallies, kind of special. Have we done that before? Have we done two Trump rallies in one week before?
I just have to think we have. I'm not gonna like have an
a date
and an example, but I gotta think we have.
It seems like something we would do, but nothing is coming to mind right now. So we drove out to Long Island and visited the NASA Coliseum, and the last time we were there was for AEW's World's End pay-per-view. That's All Elite Wrestling.
Do you want to just run through some of the matches?
I can if you want, but I feel like you're mocking me right now.
And rate them?
I think you're mocking me. Yes?
I don't know. I just don't really remember the matches that well. Like, I was kind of curious if you had a favorite.
For me, the Trump rally was less exciting
mm-hmm.
than the AEW event. But what about you, DeVron? You are not a huge wrestling fan. We've gone over this over and over again. What was more exciting, Trump rally or being backstage?
Backstage at a pro wrestling pay-per-view. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Trump rallies, not to say that I don't enjoy them. We've been to a few. We're starting to know what they feel like. We're starting to have a sense of what the atmosphere might be like in that AEW pay-per-view. That was new. That was new to me.
I'm just doing some math in my head. Carry the one. I'm trying to figure out if I've been to more Trump rallies or wrestling events. I think it's close, which says a lot about me.
How many events do you think we've been to?
Trump rallies?
Yeah.
Oof. I don't know. I want to say like 40.
40, 50?
It's sad to think about. Just the ones like, even in 2016, we went to a couple and we were filming Undecided.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, so this rally in Long Island, it was historic for us because it was the first rally we attended since the truth heard around the world where Donald Trump said, in all caps, "I hate Taylor Swift!" exclamation point.
Yeah.
So we went into this rally and we wanted to hear from the Trump supporters. Yes, Donald Trump hates Taylor Swift, but there's a lot of Swifties out there. The numbers don't lie. She's selling out, you know, football stadiums.
Arenas.
Arena. Well,
stadiums.
Football stadiums are bigger than
Eras.
Arenas. Okay. Eras tour.
Sure.
So we wanted to know, like, did the Trump supporters hate her as well? I'm going to play a quick video here, if that's okay with you, DeBron.
What do you think about Taylor Swift?
I can't stand her. I think she should just mind her own business and sing songs.
What do you think about Kid Rock?
I like Kid Rock.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he's a great American.
Kid Rock has a song where he says, "F*** you" to AOC and Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I wish more people would sing that song.
But he's not minding his own business.
Yeah, but they're assholes.
So he kind of had something to say for every point that you had, pretty much.
It was a little tit for tat between the two of us there. Yeah, yeah.
Taylor Swift, he did not like Taylor Swift, it seemed
no.
like.
No, she should mind her own business. Stick to music.
How many people do you think we talked to did we ask that question to?
Well, I think in the hundreds, because we did a couple where we yelled,
right.
We were just like, "What do you all think of Taylor Swift?" And it was like almost unanimous boos, right?
I was going to say, it's kind of incredible. I mean, we know that Donald Trump has this popularity. I have to believe a couple of these people liked Taylor Swift before the few days prior.
Right, right.
And then they were like, "I hate her now," because it's been truthed.
I think a couple, like probably 45 minutes after that interview, Ba with a Ba played on the speakers, the loudspeakers there. Another fun thing at the rally is now that Vice President Harris is in the race, we're seeing some new swag, some new Trump merchandise there.
What does the button say there?
Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president.
Okay, and so Jesus is important in your life?
Should be important in everybody's life.
And does that conflict with your shirt at all, though? Because it says, fucking on it, and then you got kids running around.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a good lesson for kids.
No.
would Jesus have fucking idiot on a shirt?
Wow. Yes.
And you get real whiplash reading that shirt. I'm with Kamala. You're thinking, this guy's with Kamala, but he's at a Trump rally. And then, boom.
Yeah, so I did like that he had some regret there and was feeling that he was like, I got to cover this up. Because you don't see that sometimes from people. They're like, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, he agreed that he should probably cover the F and the U, maybe. Censor it a little bit. And, you know, I feel like sometimes people are kind of peacocking for their friends at the rally.
Oh, yeah, you got to.
And then, you know, because you want to have the shirt that people like point at, like, oh, I love that. Where'd you get that? I believe he had gotten it from a website called Amazon.com. I'm pretty sure he said.
Yeah, I've got to look into that.
Yeah, but people are kind of peacocking for their friends. And then if you ask them, hey, like, do you kind of stand by that? Some people are like, hell yeah. And some people like him are like, well, guess if you put this in context a little bit, it's pretty aggressive.
It's funny because we're at rallies. You can always tell because you'll see the vendors selling the shirts, and there's always like some terribly offensive shirts that they'll be selling. And you'll see somebody who clearly just put it on like over another shirt, and they're definitely walking like a little bit like, I'm pretty funny right now. I got a funny look. Right. Yeah. You looking at this shirt? Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like you're at the football game with the new starting quarterback's jersey on and people are giving you thumbs up. But it's even cooler than that because it's also funny.
Even better than that.
Even better than that.
We're referencing some guy who yelled at us on the subway one time. It was very funny.
Right.
So that wasn't the only new shirt since Vice President Harris went to the top of the ticket. A lot of people here at the Trump rally trying to get rid of the idea that Donald Trump is sexist and that the Republican Party is against women.
You gotta say no to the hoe. You gotta say no to the hoe, guys.
We'll see how that works out here at the rally. In the defense of the people attending both these rallies, this shirt was sold at both rallies. I didn't see it on a lot of people. So that was our time in Long Island, New York. Super exciting. We're going to be talking about some of the other celebrities we ran into there. Celebrities in the form of trucks, very famous trucks. We're going to talk about that in our bonus episode on Hero Hero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. Big story coming out of North Carolina this week was about Republican candidate for governor, Mark Robinson. And this is from the New York Times on Monday. Mark Robinson returned to the campaign trail on Monday in North Carolina, insisting that he will remain in the governor's race even after most of his staff resigned, following a CNN report linking him to numerous disturbing comments on a pornographic website. Wearing his signature bright red shirt and jeans, Mr. Robinson, the state's Republican lieutenant governor, stood outside a bakery in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and denounced the CNN article. Among other things, it said that Mr. Robinson had written on a pornographic website years ago that he was, quote, a black Nazi, end quote, that he enjoyed watching transgender pornography, and that, quote, slavery is not bad. DeVram, what did you think when you saw that CNN news story come out?
Thank God he didn't mention anything about binders of qualified women.
You're referring to Mitt Romney?
Yeah. I remember when that was a scandal.
Whole binders full of women.
Weird way to say, sort of. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Hypocritical, to say the least. Some of the, like, really hard right kind of Christian ideology that I think he's known for, and trying to square that with some of those things you just said. Pretty incredible stuff. Also, I saw a tweet of his that said something like, there have been rumors about various hirings in my staff. They're just rumors. We will confirm all new hires, or something like that. So he has a really interesting way of kind of like living in his own alternate reality. So it sounds like most of his staff resigned. He's trying to talk about which new people are being hired. Just like, just a way of not, you know.
The media is focusing on the most of my staff resigning, when really you should be focusing on me creating more jobs for more people here in North Carolina. So there are just job openings, and I'm in a film.
I don't know. It's genuinely, I mean, what do you say to some of those things? You just are like, oh, wow, that is really something.
I have a blanket thing to say. And this would have helped Mark Robinson in the first place, I think.
Okay.
Don't comment on porn websites. What the fuck is going on?
What? Why would you need to be in the community talking? Like, what would possess you to do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I don't want to yuck somebody's yum.
Obviously, the things you said are terrible. You started to think, well, everyone has their communities. Kind of,
you know,
right?
when you say it that like way, that. It is a community there on Pornhub, or sorry, Nude Africa. It is a community there, and you're part of it, and you're a member of the community there.
I have to say, you know, however long ago this was, 10, 12, 15 years, something. Well, how long ago was it? Do you remember?
I don't.
You know, he was just on there, probably not thinking about his gubernatorial run, and just trying to find his own little community. But what a strange community that would be to have to say that, you know, that endearing yourselves to this group of people would involve saying that slavery is not that bad. I mean, it might not be the right community. I will say that.
So weird. It's so weird. And also, like, CNN censored this. Like, there's much worse stuff out there that I guess people have found and sharing it in the dark corners of the internet. So
how
this is
not
even
be?
The worst of
it's
it.
Not like he only wrote three things, you know. I had that thought when you're seeing the things that were written. I'm like, this just must be the tip of the iceberg for a guy. And again, you put it nicely, you don't want to yuck somebody's yum. He's allowed to go to a porn shop or whatever he wants to do, but the word on the street was that he was there five nights a week minimum at this place. So he loves porn.
You're referring to there's a story out there that he was going to a porn shop, not just going to these websites.
That's what I said, a porn shop. Right? Maybe I didn't make that clear enough. A physical location back when people would like, you know, before pre-internet porn, they were renting it in person at these places.
Well, wait a second. I was just at the one by, I was inside the one right by Four Seasons Total Landscaping. Did we talk about that on the podcast? I don't know if we did. I went inside the porn shop there.
Right.
At Four Seasons Total Landscaping, which is like, what is it? Fantasy Island or something? And they were saying they've got 28 videos to choose from, and you have your own little stall. So those things are still going on, I guess is my point.
I don't want to go down this road because I don't want to get too sad, but were any of the rooms in use when you were in there?
I don't think so. I think they saw that we were filming. We saw a couple of people go to turn in and then saw we were like outside with a microphone, and they were like,
that bummed me
not
out a
today.
Little bit too.
He
didn't only write a handful of things on this site. I can't imagine all the other things he must have written.
He also said so much stuff. Like, this stuff is objectively, it's terrible, the things he's saying on here. But he said, there's video of him saying lots and lots of terrible stuff. His Facebook page is basically like, it's hateful. Like, it's got a lot of terrible things that he said on Facebook that he still hasn't deleted some of it. Some of it he has, some of it he hasn't. Like, it's not like people are making it up.
Like, you know, that Jews are controlling the money in the world, and what else? I'm trying to remember some of the other things we.
No, he's got some real stuff. Is the famous one that, you know, people are sharing. We were watching the video when we were at the rally. Was when he was like, some folks need killing, which is just an odd thing to bring up and say
at church,
in church of all places, hey guys, I think Jesus taught us one thing.
Jesus would agree. Yeah.
And I actually have it on this shirt because I'm not a fucking idiot. I have it on this shirt. Right. Jesus said some people need killing and I'm not voting for Kamala Harris. We could make some money. That could be good. That could be a good shirt, DeVram.
Cha-ching. We're going to another Trump rally sometime in the near future. I bet we could bring some shirts.
The point is, yes, this stuff is terrible. It's interesting that this is like the straw that broke the camel's back for his staff when so much terrible stuff is out there and he says terrible stuff on a daily basis. But we went to the rally and we talked to some people about Mark Robinson. We did a couple very unscientific polls where we would ask them if they're excited to vote for Donald Trump and everyone would cheer. And then, are you excited to vote for Mark Robinson? And like, sometimes people would cheer, but a couple times people would just like turn away. Like we said, like, yes,
out of the room being the next to the airport field. But yeah, it would just be like, yay, yes, we're going to vote for Donald Trump. Mark Robinson,
ooh,
like, whoa, okay. Not boding well for him, I would say.
Yes, yes. I mean, some people, just to go over what some of the people were saying, and then we'll get into a couple of specific interviews, but some people were saying, like, they were not going to vote. They'd vote for Trump, and they wouldn't vote for him. Some people had no idea who Mark Robinson was. Some people found out he's Republican, didn't know who he was, but said they'd vote for him, didn't care about the things they said. But you talked to somebody who... You talked about Mark Robinson. They immediately were like, I don't like him. I'm not going to vote for him. And then they said they've heard things totally unrelated to the stories that are out there. And they're so bad that they will not vote for him.
Right.
And I want to know what those things were.
I
want to
know.
Not say it
I
on camera.
Know. Yeah, she kind of just said, I won't be voting for him. And then... just like you said, was like, well, I happen to know some private information. And, you know, I think he's like been a man in the community for quite some time. People know him. But this was a person with, it sounded like some personal knowledge of some stuff that would disqualify him in her mind. And she was definitely a Republican and would have found any reason she could to vote for, you know, a Republican governor and couldn't bring herself to do it. So who knows?
And what's interesting about Mark Robinson is like he is the kind of like the Trump blueprint of a politician where he got famous. He was always kind of like an online troll, basically. But he got famous giving a speech at a community board meeting about guns, about how important guns are and how he's a law-abiding citizen. People shouldn't be talking about taking his guns away after these mass shootings. It was like a reverse thoughts and prayers speech from the NRA convention. Right. And it went viral, and his fame grew from there. Still would say terrible, terrible stuff. Like said, Michelle Obama is a man. Like says like all this stuff that just like QAnon board bullshit. Just like terrible, terrible stuff. Kind of to be like really stupid to believe. Anyway, and now he is the Republican nominee for governor. And he's just like Trump. He won't apologize for anything. That is not in his nature. His nature is just to fight, 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 just like Donald Trump says. And of course, Donald Trump called him. What did he call him?
Martin Luther King times two. Martin Luther King on steroids. This is when it kind of backfires, though. Like, a lot of people cannot pull it off in the way that Donald Trump can. Somehow he manages to like ride the line. He crosses it a lot, but he's managed to hold on to like enough people that he could win this election. I feel like Mark Robinson, I don't think he's done that. It's not feeling like he has successfully ridden that line and that he's going to keep enough people in his corner. I think he's down by about 10 points now.
Before this story came out, yeah. We were talking about this. I'd read some article and we talked about this, I think maybe right after the rally or right before we got there, how like Donald Trump can say Mark Robinson is Martin Luther King on steroids. And then he can also a week later be like, I don't even know the guy. And his followers will be like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. I still like Donald Trump.
Wait, what was that line that you'd said?
Jared Kushner. This is like a tribute to Jared Kushner. He was like, Donald Trump is like a tie-dye shirt. If you spill some wine on it, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah. He's got so much shit on him that, like, if another bad story came out about him, it doesn't matter. The people that love him, and they think they look good with a tie-dye shirt.
Yeah, people are used to, like, pushing things aside. Like, he has made everyone so used to being like, well, unless it's January 6th, it's just another thing that he did, you know?
Right.
And it's just, it's made it hard to, like, talk about some things that ordinarily would be bad because they just don't stack up to the other things. Like, why bother?
Right. Last thing about Mark Robinson, I was just reminded of, speaking of tie-dye shirts, talking to a woman who, she'd heard all the stories about Mark Robinson, but she was most disappointed that he had declared bankruptcy three times. She was like, he declared bankruptcy three times. That's terrible. And then we had talked about it earlier. You would be like, Donald Trump had, he's declared bankruptcy four times, I believe. I mentioned that to her. She was like, I don't care. That's Trump. I don't care. I love Trump.
Incredible.
Like, all right. Great.
Something about Trump.
What can you say? You can't respond to that.
He's got that. Bankruptcies don't stick to him. Nothing sticks to him.
He's a good liar.
So incredibly truthful.
Bullshit.
Oh. You lied to me.
Wow, you guys are such good liars.
Just a couple of honest abes working it the fuck out.
DeBron, you ready for a moment of truth?
Give it to us.
All right, here we go. This has been a cruel summer for Donald Trump. He's on the warpath on social media again, and this is nothing new. But his truth post saying, I hate Taylor Swift, ! It's a curious strategy. If he wins this election, it will be forever. Or he'll go down in flames. So we'll have to see if his social media high was worth the pain. Because now he's got problems with Swifties, and I don't know if he can solve them. He's got bad blood. And if he wants to shake it off, he's going to have to take a deep look in the mirror and tell himself, it's me, I'm the problem, it's me. And that was a horrible moment of truth.
Wow, and for anybody out there, I mean, all Kid Rock lyrics.
All Kid Rock lyrics beautifully tied together
about Taylor Swift. I don't even know how you did that. How you took all of those famous Kid Rock songs and put them into a couple of sentences. That was incredible.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I want to give you some credit where credit is due. It does feel like there are a handful of figures on the planet, or in the United States, let's say, this is a national U.S. election, that you could, like, be on the wrong side of, and it might matter, and Taylor Swift is one of them.
Right.
And so, you know, he might be the problem, it's him, or whatever he said.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody, you can support us on herohero.co/thegoodliars. We're going to be talking about rhetoric, playing some new videos, talking about that celebrity truck we met. But DeVron, before we wrap up this episode of The Good Liars Tell the Truth, I was wondering if you have any words of wisdom for the audience.
Yeah, you know, some of us grew up in an era where people would say that Gatorade was, like, healthy. Like, it was a sports recovery drink that you should, it was, like, almost good for you to drink. It's not. It has a lot of sugar. It's like having a soda. It's like drinking a bunch of Coke after you work out. I'm not saying don't drink Gatorade. I'm saying water it down a little bit. What you really need is the hydration. So just embrace that. Maybe a third Gatorade, two-thirds water. And I think that's the best way to rehydrate.
It's not bad. I think they do have, like, a Gatorade that doesn't have as much stuff in it, as much
but
sugar.
But then you're just paying more for less ingredients.
So what are you doing? You're drinking the Gatorade out of a glass and putting water in there.
I'll put about three or four ice cubes. I'll put a little bit of Gatorade and a lot of water. And that, folks, is how to do it.
All right. That's how you end an episode. Thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth. We'll see you again next time.